Happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 81, Jeremiah 2, 4 through 13, and then John 7, 14 through 31, and then 37 through 39. I'm going to take a look at John today, specifically that section 37 through 39, and talk about the whole point of the festival, because that's where Jesus is. He's at a festival. And to be honest, the people at the festival probably had all kinds of reasons for being there. It's not like, it's kind of like Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is really supposed to be, has its roots in religious festivals, but I'm not sure that many people go to Mardi Gras because of the religious aspects of it. Probably the same way here. I'm sure the people at the festival that Jesus was attending had all kinds of reasons to be there. Probably business, pleasure. I mean, I'm sure it was like a big party atmosphere there. That's the way most festivals kind of end up being, right? But its main point, really, the main point of this was to remember God and to be in His presence. So George Whitefield, if you don't know who George Whitefield is, that's okay. He was one of the early Methodists, along with John Wesley and Charles Wesley. We don't really think of him, though, as Methodist, because he wasn't a part of the movement the way John and Charles were, like the Methodist movement that they did, the Wesleyan movement. He was part of the Holy Club at Oxford and had a lot of leanings and sensibilities the same way they did, especially for renewing the church. But he differed with them on some things. He was more famous than them at the time because he was remembered as this great field preacher. Matter of fact, he kind of encouraged John Wesley to take that up. But anyway, he explains to us in his sermon on this text that the main point of the festival was the Feast of Tabernacles. And so, you know, it was this ordinance, this ordained feast, where the people would come together and remember their time in the wilderness and how God provided them with like food and water in the wilderness in the time. So they remember their time living in tabernacles, right? In booths. You see, festival booths. So it was a time to remember their thirst and their hunger. And it's into this that Jesus steps up and promises something new to them, right? Promises a new kind of water for their thirst. A spring that turns the drinker themselves into a spring of living water. And it's all about this being, like, not just drinking and, you know, having your thirst taken care of, but then you yourself becoming a part of that very spring. It says in verse 37, on the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink, as the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not glorified. George Whitefield, in this sermon called The Indwelling of the Spirit, points out that contrary to what many of his fellows believed at the time, the presence of the Holy Spirit is a gift and a promise given to all believers, right? That they are given this gift, and not simply for the sake of doing, you know, amazing signs or wonders, right? It's not just for their own good or their own well-being, their own comfort. It is, as Jesus said, so that they, or as George Whitefield puts it, for cooperating with what God is doing. It's for cooperating with the Holy Spirit. That's the gift of the Spirit, for cooperating with God, for becoming a spring from which other thirsty people might drink in the wilderness. So, you have this gift waiting on you. Go out, enjoy it, take a drink, and then become a spring for everybody else. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later.